Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Chiles. Batting eighth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Torres. Carew scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Bill Campbell now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk bunts towards the mound. Zahn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Shiles moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Hosler now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wolf. Lynn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rich Childs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Duffy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing left field. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Bob Randall now playing second base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.